We're talking about the impact of the FCC's increasingly strict enforcement of its indecency standards. Many broadcasters say the FCC's rulings have been unclear and inconsistent and are leading to self-censorship. My guest, Stephen Weiswasser, is a lawyer who advises broadcast stations. He's the former general counsel for the parent company of ABC-TV. Its standards and practices department reported to him. Stephen Weiswasser, welcome to Fresh Air. Can you give us a typical question you are asked now in light of the most recent FCC decisions? Typical question you're asked by the broadcast stations that you represent about whether they can or can't say or show something.
A lot of lawyers today are hearing from clients who are CBS affiliates, for example, with respect to the carriage of a documentary on 9/11, which has been on the air twice before, and which is slated to be on right around the anniversary of 9/11. In which firefighters and others who are, and these are the only, this is the only footage available of the actual crashing of an airplane into the one of the Trade Center towers, and there are reactions from people, some of which contain language which in other contexts the FCC has said might constitute indecent language. And they're saying, what do we do? Do we move this program to the so-called safe haven after 10 o'clock? Do we run it because this program is honest-to-goodness journalism and unique and a reminder of the intensity and importance of 9/11, or do we not? Do we pass on it on the ground that life is short and we don't want, can't afford, shouldn't have to face major litigation at the FCC and courts and fines that are capable of running well into the hundreds of thousands, depending on how the number of expletives is counted and whether they're all found to be indecent and so on.
How have the recent FCC decisions changed the parameters, as far as you're concerned, about what's indecent and what's profane?
The recent decisions, the ones that go back to the spring, have pushed the definitions way beyond where they were before. They have reached into material which isn't, for example, explicit, but is merely suggestive, and have labeled such material indecent and fined broadcasters who have, or attempted to fine broadcasters who have run it. And because the cases themselves seem inconsistent and are inconsistent without explanation, they have made it much more difficult for broadcasters conscientiously trying to do the right thing even to know what it is that the FCC will or won't consider to be indecent. There's no predictability in what the commission is now doing that permits anybody to make a judgment with respect to what can be broadcast that will or won't pass muster.
Now, the four major broadcast networks are appealing the March 15th FCC rulings. On what grounds are they appealing?
A number of different grounds. They are appealing, in part, they're appealing the inconsistency, the lack of standards, the lack of notice and opportunity to comment on them, and they're raising constitutional issues with respect to the degree to which the commission is intruding in the process of creation of content and broadcast of content. And I think that all of those arguments are very serious and important ones.
What do you think the odds are that the court will rule in their favor?
Well, I think that the cases before the court now and the cases where the commission issued decisions in the spring reflect candidly such a non-rational process of decision-making that the commission will lose necessarily all or most of them, not even because the commission doesn't have the authority to work in this area or to make decisions in this area, but because the decisions make no internal consistent sense and cannot be justified by under either the Constitution or the very standard it's trying to apply. Of course, I'm an optimist, and I'm an advocate that a lot of those cases are going to be struck down and sent back or dismissed. And I think this is an important point that people don't necessarily get, and that is, I'm not sure that this means that there's no room for a rational indecency policy. Broadcasters do have special responsibilities because the medium is pervasive, and there may be every once in a while a circumstance in which it is appropriate for the FCC to worry about content that is excessive and is presented for purposes of titillation or pandering to an audience. But it is way past that now and has moved into areas where it shouldn't, and it needs, in my opinion, to go back and rethink the standard that it uses to decide these cases.
If the broadcast networks appealing the FCC decisions win, what would the implications be for the FCC?
Assuming that they we don't have a court decision which strikes down the entirety of the regulatory process here, I think what it would say to the commission is that it simply must go back and rethink the reason for regulation of indecent content and the standard it is using to do that with. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here. I mean, the commission, the FCC, is basically saying that it is required to regulate material that is patently offensive, not a clear statement all by itself, when measured against contemporary community standards for the broadcast medium. Well, those are not self-defining words. They have to have a meaning. All we know for sure is that the commission has said that it doesn't take account of differences between audiences in different parts of the country, that it therefore is a national standard. But it clearly implies that it has to be offensive to a significant chunk of the audience. It has to be material that is not within standards that most people accept for broadcasting. But it hasn't done any quantitative analysis or research that would say what it is that the American people find acceptable or not acceptable. And so what we are left with is the uncomfortable circumstance that five commissioners, basically relying on their relationships with the people they know and maybe with each other, are simply saying this is okay and that is not, and in this context the yes word is okay, but in that context it's not, and making distinctions that candidly just don't make any sense.
The FCC commissioners are presidential appointees who were confirmed by Congress. Is the FCC, yeah, in your opinion, politicized? And does the FCC, in your opinion, represent fairly the cultural divisions within America now?
Well, I rather think of it differently. The process of deciding what's indecent or not has become politicized. I'm not saying that the commission is politicized. I think, in fact, that the commission may be trying conscientiously to do the job that it thinks it's required to do under the Communications Act. I just don't think it has done it right. But what we have is a highly political process in which a relatively small number of people, represented by a couple of activist groups, are generating thousands and thousands of complaints about particular programs that use words that those groups don't like, or that have scenes in them that those groups don't like. And they have politicized the process by doing that. Now, of course, everybody has a right to petition the government for redress of grievances it has against the government or others. But that does not mean that the interests of the rest of the country, who are not complaining and who are watching the programming that is being complained about, shouldn't be taken into account in the decision process.
Stephen Weiswasser, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Stephen Weiswasser is a partner in the law firm of Covington & Burling in Washington, D.C.